Podcast Help Desk number 92 for November 7th, 2016. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. This is Mike, and thanks for stopping by. I don't have a ton of news today, so actually I don't have any news, or at least none I thought was worth talking about here. But I do have an interview with Mackenzie Bennett of the PowerPress podcast, and also my coworker over at blueberry.com and Raw Voice. So we're going to get into that interview here in a minute. And then afterwards, I got a little bit of a rant. We're going to talk about Feedburner again. Yep, it's still coming up. But without further ado, after the commercial here, we'll go ahead and roll that interview with Mackenzie.
I walked through the damp, foggy streets, my mind swirling. So much content, so many podcasts. How do I find the best? Then it hit me, like a big blue neon sign flashing through the mist. Blueberry. All I had to do was drop the E's and go to blueberry.com. Blueberry, the digital media interface for consumers, creators, and advertisers.
Hey, welcome to the show, Mackenzie. It's been a while. I've been wanting to have you on here.
I know. I didn't really think about being on the show before, but it seems appropriate now that you bring it up.
Yeah, well, we just got done recording this week's PowerPress podcast, and I kind of wanted to bring you on here to talk about that podcast and your adventure in podcasting.
Yeah, sounds great.
So, Mackenzie, for those that you don't know her, is the affiliates coordinator plus a whole bunch of other things at Raw Voice and Blueberry. She works down in the Columbus office. She's also the host of our podcast called the PowerPress Podcast. And we've set her up with a studio with various success.
down there. Various being the operative word.
Yeah. Well, we're going down next week to hopefully straighten it out once and for all. But, you know, that's just one of the things podcasters have to put up with.
It's okay. I'm okay with being the guinea pig for this. We didn't really expect it to be a guinea pig type situation, but that's what it turned into. But that's probably in some odd way for the best, because I've learned a lot that way.
She's learned a lot of curse words too, but that's another thing.
Yeah. Which you probably shouldn't have heard.
Right. But well, when we, you know, we're going to set up the studio down there. You know, Todd asked me, "Oh, what equipment should we get?" And I said, "Oh, why don't we just get what I've got here?" And it's been working great. So we got everything that I got here, and it just seems like, you know, it works great. And the minute I leave the state of Ohio, it all falls apart.
I know. So, I mean, you came down a second time, and we got it all squared away, and we decided to test, and you walked out of the room, and it shut down again.
So anyway, we'll get all the bugs worked out of it eventually, I'm sure. But by that time, you'll be a veteran at this.
I know. When does someone consider themselves a veteran?
Usually when you get past about episode 20, and you're up to episode 30. So
I am. I am. All right.
But, you know, we're trying. But one of the things that was interesting, I thought, with, you know, picking you as the host of PowerPress Podcast, is you were a brand new podcaster. You never had podcasted. You've done some broadcasting.
Yes. Yeah, I worked in radio in college, and that was about it. But I had never actually done a podcast. I think I maybe recorded some stuff with Todd. But until then, I had never been on a podcast until the first episode.
Yep. And, you know, and we did that on purpose, because we wanted you to go through our systems and find all the pain points. And you've certainly found those, and we've fixed a lot of them. We're still working on that. But it works out really well to have somebody, you know, with fresh eyes looking at stuff that, you know, we've been staring at for 11 years.
Right. It's very different for me to come in as a newbie and try to figure all this out and see how it all comes together. as opposed to you and Angelo and Todd and everyone else that has contributed over the years that have literally been involved in developing it. You don't, you know too much.
Well, I don't know about that, but, and I get surprised a lot, but, you know, the funny thing about, you know, working on a system like, you know, PowerPress and you know, with Blueberry's hosting and all that is that customers tend to find ingenious ways to use the system or to attempt to use the system.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a learning process all the time. You know, working in tech support, I get questions every day that I've never heard before, which you would think by now I would have heard it all. And I don't, but you know, what's nice with having you in the office there is you look at it and you usually find some of the stuff that, you know, we just completely miss.
Yeah. I mean, it's even sometimes it's just wording. It completely goes over my head sometimes of what is supposed to be happening or what they're trying to say, and whether that's a customer trying to say it and they're asking because of, you know, they're confused by what we have on our website or if it's what is already on our website. It's always good to have that perspective as well.
Yes. And, you know, looking at the website, you know, it's amazing how little things can cause problems. I look at the terminology of podcasting, and I've been talking about that a little bit on this show. You know, the different terms that podcasters use are confusing. You know, a lot of people, the word feed, you know, it's they use that for everything. Oh, you know, my iTunes feed does X, Y, and Z. Well, no, there's no such thing as an iTunes feed. Sorry.
No, you send your feed to iTunes.
Yeah. But, you know, and it's an easy mistake to make. And, you know, and it's really good that we've had you to you know, look at it from an outsider's perspective to, you know, improve things and get our terminology, you know, more in line with what it should be.
I am happy to help out with that.
Yes. And you know, we got some ways to go, you know, and like I said, that's what happens when, you know, when podcasting first started, it was a bunch of geeks doing it. And now it's a bunch of normal people trying to do it. And
yep,
they're still dealing with stuff that the geeks developed. And, you know, and we're trying to take some of the geek speak out of it. That's what I always try to do with this show, is I try to put it in language that makes actual sense instead of language that, you know, a developer would understand, but most people wouldn't.
Right. I still deal with that on a regular basis, working with Angelo and some of the other members of our team all the time, where I just flat out say, I don't know what that means. You need to explain it to me.
Right. And, you know, but that's expected. You're in an office full of developers. So,
it is what it is. Yeah.
But so you did some college radio, was it?
Yeah, I started out as a DJ, an assistant, and then this was for AM radio. And then I was the music director, so I dealt with record labels and promoters and everything. And then I was in charge of all of the DJs for the entire week, and then I was on the show as well.
Oh, very good. So you're used to herding cats, right?
Yeah, a little bit, especially college sleep-deprived kids.
Yes. Yeah. See, I do some college radio here, but it's all I'm the youngest one of the bunch, so you can tell what that station's all about. But that's
it's
an FM jazz station, so totally different thing.
But it was a lot of fun, and then it kind of just seemed like the right transition into a podcasting company, because I never thought about actually getting involved and working with podcasting. Like that just never ever crossed my mind. But it just seemed like the right thing to do once I found Raw Voice.
Yeah, and like I said, it's been great. So you came on in April of 2015, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was early March, because I was with Raw Voice and Blueberry for a month before I went to Vegas for NMX.
Right. I remember that's where I met you.
Uh-huh.
We've come down to the lobby of the hotel, and Oh, here's Mackenzie. We just hired her. And, oh, cool. You know, I didn't know. I don't go to Columbus that often, so I didn't.
I know. That was intense.
Yeah.
That week in Vegas, like a month in, was crazy because I met so many people and answered so many questions and learned so much in 1 week. And I mean, I went in completely calm about it because I knew I was like, there are no answers that I really have. So I didn't really feel that much pressure that way. I was just excited to be there and learn everything and meet everyone.
Right. And, that's trial by fire, just like, you know, with PowerPress Podcasts. We threw you to the dogs and you've done great so far. And
thank you.
It's getting better. As everybody does, you know, I always tell people that your first show sucks and your second show is going to suck a little less and
yeah,
it gets better. And, you know, I've into one of my shows, 250 some episodes, and it still sucks a little bit. You know, it's just the way it is.
I'm glad you have that opinion.
Yeah.
Where you're okay with that.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. You know, just like this show, you know, I'm not all polished like some, and that's okay. You know, that was the beauty of podcasting back in the day is, you know, people that wouldn't normally be on radio could get on and do a podcast. And, you know, some people like that. And then you get the NPR shows that are all polished and all that. And it's just, you know, that there's something for everybody. And, you know, you jumping into it like that is admirable.
Thank you. So, I have enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's at least it's been an interesting year and a half so far, and keeps getting better, hopefully. And let's see, what else was I going to ask you? See, I hate that. I don't ever prepare questions for interviews, so.
I mean, that's okay, though. I know you.
Right. You know, we've worked together now this whole time, and usually you're the only one that'll answer me down there, so.
I answer you because I hate it when people don't answer me.
Yeah, exactly. So you're getting a little inside baseball here, but suffice it to say, you know, Mackenzie being a relatively new podcaster is doing a good job with the PowerPress podcast and putting up with a lot of the technical glitches that all of us put up with, and she's handling it quite well. But
thanks.
Yeah, and. Tell the people here on this show what your show is about in case they haven't listened to it.
Right, that's probably a good idea. So the PowerPress podcast is podcasting news, interviewing people that use PowerPress, and my podcast Chronicle. And if I didn't say it already, like relevant news in the podcasting world. So I invite podcasters that use PowerPress and tell them that when they're on the show, you know, we'll do like a profile about you. We'll talk about your show and why you got started, and, you know, you can share whatever information you'd like about that. And then I tend to ask them how they use PowerPress, what they like about it, what they don't like about it, and go from there. And then, discuss two different news topics. And I like to discuss with people instead of me just regurgitating what the article that I found says. So we get some, you know, insight and opinions in there. And then my Chronicle is me basically relaying what has been going through my mind in the past week or so about this podcast. And whether that's technical issues, scheduling issues, motivation, you know, the whole gamut of everything that is involved in creating and publishing a podcast. So it all comes together.
Yeah. One of the unique things that Mackenzie does with hers is like when I have a guest on it, it's usually for a segment. So like Mackenzie's going to be on here for this segment and then I'm going to go do the rest of the podcast myself. She, when you were a guest on PowerPress Podcast, you're a guest host, not really just a guest. So if you get invited to be on there, make sure you're prepared to do that. And but it's interesting, you know. You get different perspectives on the news stories. You get you get to hear from another podcaster that in this case is using PowerPress or Blueberry services in some way, mostly PowerPress.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of, you know, like I said, it's interesting take on a corporate, you know, or a company podcast.
Yeah, because I try to by having the other podcaster on the entire episode with me, I try to have it be a little more friendly, a little less corporate that way. Have it be a communal thing instead of just, hey, this is so-and-so. They use PowerPress. Cool. I try to, you know, I want to be equal partners with them in that sense that, yes, I am a podcaster. We're going to talk about PowerPress because, you know, that's what brought us together. But I also want your perspective and as a podcaster as well.
Right. And periodically we have on there the, you know, somebody from the Blueberry team.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do it. Like, you know, I've done it several times. I think Angelo and Todd. And
mm-hmm.
We got to get some of the other people on there at some point. But
yeah, we're going to get Barry on there soon.
Yeah, that'll be good. Barry's the the legal mind, and
yep.
He'll talk about legal issues. I want to have him on this podcast as well, but we'll try not to do that the same week.
And then for this, a lot of the time in the show, I try to get in a PowerPress tip as well. So every once in a while, those will pop in.
Yeah.
I usually ask, well, you and Angelo for those, and Sean.
Right. Yeah, Sean's the another of our tech support team, and I've had him on this podcast. I forget what episode number, but it was several ago. Go listen to that one. We reminisced about 2004 and 2005 podcasting.
Dang, that's a long time ago. I was in middle school and elementary school.
Yeah, well, you know, you all start somewhere and you all end somewhere. So anyway, figured it, like I said, have you on here and
yeah, thanks.
Get your perspective. Where can people get a hold of you?
Me, there's lots. So email is super easy. It's mackenzie@blueberry.com. And it's, I'm going to have Mike put that in the show notes because people screw up my name on a daily basis.
I do it all the time.
And then the Blueberry, anything on the PowerPress podcast website, you can get a hold of me. And then my Twitter handle is MackenzieB6. I'd say those are the most relevant ways to get a hold of me.
Okay. And I will definitely put that in the show notes for this episode.
Yeah.
And thanks for being on.
Thanks for having me on, Mike.
It was great having Mackenzie on. Of course, we recorded that about 2 or 3 weeks ago. So I was on the episode before the last episode of the PowerPress podcast. You can find that over at powerpresspodcast.com. And of course, this podcast is brought to you by Blueberry. So if you want to get a free month of service over at blueberry.com, use the promo code HELPDESK. That'll give you a free month of either pro stats or hosting. And hosting includes pro stats, so don't buy both. So if you take advantage of that free month, you also get phone support. They're the only podcast company out there so far that has a telephone number. And if you call that telephone number during business hours, you'll probably get me. So that's included with your hosting. So with that, I want to talk about something I've talked about before. I've beat that horse dead, but had an interesting situation today that I won't go into. But I want to talk about FeedBurner. Yes, FeedBurner. There are still people out there that say that you should use FeedBurner. And I'm here to tell you that you should not use FeedBurner. Now, who are you going to believe? One particular person that advocates using FeedBurner says that you should use FeedBurner so that if said system that you are using for your podcast goes out of business or fails to perform, you can always move. It's true, but what happens if FeedBurner goes away? But the other thing about that is, he says, and it's a he, says that, well, you shouldn't use PowerPress because, you know, then, you know, you've got all your eggs in that basket. You know, you're got all your settings in PowerPress, and what happens if Blueberry goes away, and, you know, then what do? Well, first off, PowerPress is an open source project. You know, of course, it's all maintained and supported by yours truly and the rest of the team at Blueberry. But if we went away tomorrow, PowerPress would continue to work exactly the way it works now. Yeah, it wouldn't get updated, or it wouldn't get updated right away, but it probably would. Somebody would probably pick it up and start maintaining it, or conversely, somebody will come out with a new plugin that will work. But the key is that it's on your domain. You own the domain. So you can switch systems on your domain to anything you want. And, you know, if the feed address isn't exactly the same thing as what PowerPress uses, then so be it. You know, you can redirect it to whatever that address might be. But you have more control of it if you're doing it on your own WordPress site than you do if you're using FeedBurner. It just amazes me that there are still people out there saying that you should use FeedBurner. Like I said, and using PowerPress, you're not tied to Blueberry in any way, shape, or form. You can host your podcast anywhere you want to host your podcast. As long as you can get an MP3 link, you can put it in PowerPress, and voila, you have a feed. Like I said, PowerPress is an open source plugin. It's a free plugin. It's totally, you know, totally accessible. So it's not tied to Blueberry. Now, some of the features are tied to Blueberry, such as the stats and the new fancy player. But that's it. You know, PowerPress works absolutely perfectly if you're hosting on Libsyn, if you're hosting on Spreaker, if you're hosting on archive.org, which I don't recommend because it's really slow. But it works perfectly wherever you host your files. You can even host on SoundCloud if you can figure out how to get the MP3 link. I don't recommend it, of course, but hey, you know, you can host it anywhere. The thing is we want you to own your own feed. If you're using a FeedBurner feed, you by default do not own your feed. FeedBurner owns your feed. Well, Google owns your feed, which is who owns FeedBurner. And, you know, FeedBurner is great. Now, you know, I get arguments from people that advocate FeedBurner. Well, you know, we got that SmartCast thing. And, you know, SmartCast, you can put all those tags in there for iTunes, and it all works marvelously. Yeah, it does work marvelously when it works. And the other thing is, there's stuff in that SmartCast that is out of date. Out of date by almost 10 years. You know, 2006, 2007-ish was probably the last time that FeedBurner had any great updates. And, you know, and then I get the argument, well, you know, we get subscriber counts. No, you get what Google or FeedBurner thinks are subscriber counts. But technically, it is impossible to get a true count of the number of subscribers you have to your podcast. Two reasons for that. First off, Apple's not going to give you their numbers from iTunes. You know, they know the numbers, but that's only iTunes. There are, at last count, probably 100 different ways to subscribe to a podcast. Okay? So if, you know, even if Apple comes out and says, well, we're going to start giving you iTunes subscribers, well, great. You'll know what's in iTunes. But you won't know what's in Pocket Cast. You won't know what's in Downcast. You won't know what's in Overcast. You won't know what's in, you know, 7 or 8 other Android apps. You won't know what's in the Windows Podcasts app, you know, or apps. I don't know what they got over on Windows or Windows Phone, but you're not going to find those subscribers. You're not going to get the subscribers to, you know, what is it? iPod or Lemon. You know, somebody might still be using that. You're not going to get Linux subscribers. You're not going to get subscribers by email. You're not going to get the subscriber numbers. It's impossible to get all of the subscriber numbers. You know, just, you know, RSS feed readers, you know, just the generic feed reader. You're not going to get those. You're just going to get iTunes. That's only if Apple decides to let you have that. But they haven't, and they probably won't anytime soon. So that's, you know, that's a bad argument. But like I said, the biggest thing with FeedBurner, in my opinion, is first off, it adds complications. You know, people don't understand what FeedBurner does. FeedBurner, if you just use it, you know, if you use it the way I would suggest you use it, if you have to use it for some reason, you do all your feed settings, all your tags, all the stuff that iTunes and all the other aggregators and stuff want. You do all that stuff on your basic feed. You don't do that on, you know, on FeedBurner. Okay? So all FeedBurner is going to do is it takes your feed and it repeats your feed. That's all it does. So you still have to have a good feed to get to FeedBurner. You know, and this person, like I said, I'm not going to name him. Everybody knows who he is, but I'm not going to name him. But this person says, well, yeah, but, you know, FeedBurner's worked perfectly for me since 2006. Great. But guess what? It doesn't work perfectly for everybody. And the fact is, your domain name is not in the feed address. It's the same argument we get from other podcasting companies that want you to use their feeds. You know, well, you know, we'll move your feed for you, no problem. You know, sure, but we've had podcast companies in the past, and I'm not saying any of the current ones are going to go out of business, but we've had podcasting companies in the past say, hey, we're closing down. We had one several years ago that said, hey, we're closing up shop January 1st. This was like 3 days before Christmas. Okay? So people had to frantically move their stuff off of that platform, you know, during the Christmas holiday week, you know, Christmas and between Christmas and New Year's. So, you know, us at Blueberry, we were moving people like crazy, but, you know, it sure made for a busy few days there. And, you know, that could happen. Not that it's going to. It could happen. And then I get the argument, you know, just the whole argument, you know, well, with FeedBurner, you can move your feed around. Well, you can move your feed around if you own the feed. But if you own the feed, why would you want to move it? You know, you can host, like I said, anywhere you want and use PowerPress or any other WordPress plugin. You know, I'm not just saying PowerPress works for all the other ones. Not that there's a lot of them, and PowerPress is by far the most used or plugin for WordPress out there. But like I said, you know, when somebody says, "Well, you know, what if PowerPress quits working?" Well, what if WordPress quits working? What if FeedBurner quits working? What if Libsyn quits working? What if Spreaker quits working? You know, what if Blueberry quits working? You know, all that's possible. Not likely, but possible. But Blueberry could go out of business tomorrow and PowerPress would continue to work and WordPress would continue to work and your feed would still be there. Yeah, if you were hosting on Blueberry and they went out of business, you would definitely have to move your files. Hopefully you keep a local copy of all your files so you can put them somewhere and relink them in your posts and you're good to go. And there's even tools in PowerPress to help you do that. You know, in the tools section, there's a find and replace. So if you wanted to move from company A to company B, you just move your files over there or upload your files that you had locally, and you relink them in your episodes using that find and replace tool right in PowerPress. So, you know, there's no nefarious thing, you know, we don't, you know, it's no skin off of my rear to, you know, wherever you host your show, you know, and whether you use PowerPress or not. You know, if you use PowerPress, it's a great tool. It's the best tool out there, in my humble opinion, or maybe not so humble opinion. but it's definitely, going to keep working regardless of whether or not Blueberry stays in business. And Blueberry's not going anywhere. We're growing. We're expanding. It's all good. But, that's the argument that you get. You get the argument of, from other companies, well, you got to have different feeds for different things. No, RSS is a standard. Podcasting, at its core, at this point in time anyway, is the RSS feed. And there is a standard for the RSS feed. And it would be silly for some app to come out to say, we want this to be this way. Okay? Well, if you've got to make a special feed for that particular app, you got to weigh whether that app's worth being in. When Google Play came out, one of the other podcasting companies out there, made a special feed to have the Google Play tags in there. But guess what? It's an RSS 2 spec. And they just put in the Google Play namespace. And, it's all technical and geeky, and that's what we get into here. But there's no reason to have a separate feed, and there's no reason to use FeedBurner. There's no reason whatsoever. Now, you don't have to use PowerPress if you don't want to, but don't let anybody BS you into saying that using a third party to operate your feed is better than using your domain name. Whatever plugin or whatever, if you hand code it, RSS is just a programming language. And, back way back in the day when all this stuff was getting figured out, people would handwrite, you'd go into Notepad and write an RSS feed. And that's great. An RSS feed lives on your website, on your domain that you own. That's great. And if you can make that work, awesome. Don't run it through FeedBurner, for crying out loud. Anyway, sorry, I got to get off my rant here. But all I'm saying is if someone tells you that you should use FeedBurner, they are grossly misinformed at best and lying to you at worst. And with that, I think I'm going to call this an episode. Hope everybody's having a great fall. We had absolutely beautiful weather here today, and of course I was stuck inside working, but that's all right. We had a great weekend, and hopefully it's the same where you are. And if you're listening to me in the United States of America, and it's on or before November 8th, November 8th is the election day here, please go out and vote. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for, but make sure you're informed and go vote. But as is your right, you don't have to either. And if you're not in the United States, enjoy the freak show on the news. Certainly has been a strange election year here. With that, I will catch you later.